Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Genesis 3 and 13, the Word of God. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. I read to you just the episode out of Genesis. Amen. Because it's there, I want to just move from. Amen. Here is a promise. God made a promise, and God keeps His promises. Amen. When God says, I will do thus and so, or this shall come to pass, amen, you don't have to go, amen, and hope or cross any fingers or whatever else you may people may do for their whatever they want to call their. I don't believe in luck. Amen. I don't. Luck says there believes there's no God. Amen. There's no such thing as luck or happenstance. Amen. With God, who is a sovereign God, all things are under His control. Either He allows or disallows. Amen. And we see that in the book of Job, when Lucifer's come up to worship and God's had a conversation with him, and he said, Have you considered my servant Job? And he said, Yeah, I considered him, but you got a hedge about him. Amen. So then God withdraws that hedge back with stipulations and limitations upon Lucifer. Amen. And so I believe that's how sovereign and how much in control that God is. Amen. And I hope that just going through some Scripture this morning, going through some history, I'm going to walk through 4,000 years plus of history, amen, this morning very quickly. And I want us to see, amen, how great a task it was for God to keep His promise. Amen. It wasn't no small thing. Amen. But God has no problems with big things. Amen. As we will begin to see it, the more we know God, the more attention that we know that God pays to the minutest of details. Amen. If you study the book of Hebrews, amen, you will begin to see some stipulations concerning, amen, the qualifications, amen, and of the office of the Messiah. Amen. Of the high priest of heaven. Amen. And I can tell you that Jesus came and met every last one of those, fulfilled it. Amen. To a T. I mean, the study of Hebrews is an immaculate study of the mighty, meticulous work of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, a better covenant because He produced a high priest. Amen. That was totally perfect. Amen. Not a one that had to get had to go in and bear blood for, of another animal for, and unto God for, as a substitute to be redeemed and had to be washed and cleansed. But a great priest that not only needed no cleansing, but to offer his own blood. Amen. In the most immaculate of tabernacles, that which is in heaven. Amen. I'm going to move this morning. Here God speaks, and we've read to you, amen, how I said He's going to bruise His heel, but He's going to bruise the head of that serpent, the seed of woman. Amen. Signifying that there is no way to defeat Satan outside of Christ. You can't overcome him. I can't overcome him. Amen. Man did not overcome him in the garden. He overcame men. And I'm not talking about that. Believe you me, I believe Adam was far more equipped than Eve, were far more equipped than we were, amen, to battle Satan. But they were not, amen, in the category of an archangel, amen, as Lucifer was a fallen archangel. He is a fallen archangel. Amen. He led the worship services of heaven. Amen. But oh, he rebelled against God. And so here the promise is made that the seed of the woman is going to come. Now let's just begin to look at this for a little bit. And I want us to see the handiwork of God. Amen. So after this promise, there's going to pass a huge number of years, approximately 4,000 years. You reckon any man could make a promise, amen, not only to make a promise, amen, but to make sure that after 4,000 years it came to pass, just like he said. There's not a man, there's no one nowhere that can do that outside of God. Amen. Only God can do this. I listened to D. James Kennedy many years ago. I used to love to listen to Brother Kennedy. Amen. I believe he had a great heart for the lost, and I believe he had a great heart for trying to encourage and sustain Christ in our society. I believe he fought very diligently for that. Amen. Honored him for that, and also honored him for his immaculate research. Amen. And statistics. I believe that I love those things myself. Amen. And I'm telling you that we talk about how Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Ephrata. Amen. And though it's small among the thousands of Judah, out of thee shall come he that from old, him even from everlasting. Amen. The odds of a prophet being right, amen, was one chance and one followed by 99 zeros or 10, if you will, to the negative 99th power chance that it would come to pass. Amen. Science says anything beyond 10 to the negative 50th power, that means a 0 point, amen, and 49 zeros and a 1. Amen. It's likely anything that goes beyond that will never happen. Amen. Well, they just don't know God. Amen. I said, they just don't know. Yet they'll turn around and mock the God that is so accurate that their computers say it can't happen. Amen. But God brings it to pass. Amen. Whoa, I'm glad God don't ask me in. Amen. How should I do this or how can I do that? Amen. God works everything after the counsel of His own will. Amen. When the dust is all settled and everything is finished, it's going to be just exactly like God's holy writ says it's going to be. You know what that behooves us to do? That behooves me to line up with that book. Hello? Amen. Little here. Hey, little black woman is going to try to confuse her. Amen. They thought she's ignorant. Amen. When the heavens are being melting with the fervent heat and the world's being burned up, amen, where are you going to be? I'm going to be standing on the Word, she said. Because He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall abide forever. Hallelujah. I don't know anywhere else it's safe to be. Amen. But in the Word. I mean, there's a whole kind of other blessings there. If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Who don't want that? I know everybody wants the latter part, but very few seem to like the first part. Let me hurry. God spake these words, amen, to Adam and Eve in the garden right in the face of Lucifer. Told him right up front. Amen. God don't have to go behind nobody's back. Amen. God don't have to sneak up on anyone. Matter of fact, God says when He repays folks, He don't repay them to their backside. He walks right straight up to their face and repays them. That's the way God works. Everything that God's done has always been out in the open. Amen. It's always been an open book and an open light. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't die in a back alley somewhere, but He died on the main thoroughfare. Amen. Out of the city of Jerusalem. Let me hurry. Approximately 4,000 years would come. Amen. Let me just look back. Approximately 1,656 years later, when man had become so vile and so sinful that the Word of God said that the thoughts of men were only evil continually. Now, that's pretty rough. Amen. Brother Joe, believe we're about right. We're about to get there again. Amen. That's about 1,656 years, somewhere along in there, amen, God began to look for a remedy, amen, and to begin to work a remedy to do what, Brother Joe? To preserve the promised seed. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, you mean what? You mean God had to, indeed. He's going to destroy the whole world. But what had God said? Through Eve and that childbearing, amen, is going to come forth the redemption. Amen. Going to come forth the Savior. Amen. So what? Amen. God had to begin to prepare a way. And what did God say? Amen. God, amen, found a man named Noah. Amen. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And oh, listen now. But you understand something with Brother Joe. Amen. The Calvinist may say, God made Noah do this. No, sir. Amen. God found a man who was willing to listen at Him. Amen. Who was willing to humble himself and willing to obey God. Yes. You see, it's not all. God don't just come save folks against their will. Amen. God's got a plan, but God knew He found a man. That's not the only time God's going to find a man. Listen, God's been finding men down through the ages. We're going to touch on one or two major ones. Amen. But I can tell you, outside of those major ones, there are many, many other ones that God is finding me, and He's finding ways to reach this one and that one and the other one. Amen. Through finding someone that will do what Brother Noah done, and that will do what others done that God has found, and that is obey God. Yes, Christmas is about obedience. Amen. I can tell you, Mary's been chosen. Amen. But she's got a huge task on her hands. Thanks for the water. I'll get around to it. I get to preach and I forget about water. Amen. Listen. Amen. But she's got a great deal of responsibility. And here, and we could stop and preach on responsibility a long time right there, and it wouldn't hurt a thing, I'm sure. Amen. Because I can tell you, there is a great responsibility. Amen. The more that we are given, the more responsibility that we have, amen, to deal with what God hath given us. Amen. He that knoweth much, amen, has got much responsibility. Amen. God don't give everybody the same amount of to be responsible for. He don't give men more than they can handle. He said, don't put a novice in the place they don't need to be in. Too many novices have been put in places. And when they seen that, that them folks they thought were Christians were really not such wonderful people. They have, been forever marred. Amen. I can tell you, we ought to be mature, amen, and be responsible. So Noah was responsible, amen. He knew that God said He's going to destroy every living thing off the earth. And when God said He's going to destroy it, amen, He meant what He said. When Jehovah finished talking, that's the way it's going to be. Amen. When God, amen, but God told Noah, I want you to build a boat. Build an ark. I want you to make it. Amen. It's going to be 40 cubits high, 50 cubits wide. Amen. And it's going to be, I want you to pitch it within. I want you to pitch it without. Amen. I want you to make it out of gopher wood. Gopher wood wasn't easy to work with. It's very hard, but a very, very stout wood. Amen. Believe you me, that ark wasn't going to have no gentle little cruise. Hello? That ark is going to cruise in probably one of the worst storms that has ever been on the face of God's earth. The fountains of the great deep breaking up. Amen. I'm telling you, I don't think man had ever seen oceans and water in such an upheaval in all of the days of man as that boat is going to have to ride in. Amen. God wanted to make sure it was sure. Understand something. Taking shortcuts to get you a boat sunk. Hello? Amen. Taking cheap substitutes to get you, amen, to swimming when you shouldn't have to be. Amen. Amen. The book of Ezekiel, they talked about rebuilding the walls. They said, you've daubed it with untempered mortar. Amen. You put it together, it looks good. Amen. But when they start punching, beating against it with the battering rams, and the enemy starts assailing that wall, amen, all them good looks ain't going to be worth nothing because it's going to crumble. Amen. I can tell you, a wall's meant not to just look good. A wall is meant, amen, to keep the enemy out. Hello? It's protection. Amen. There ain't no better protection than Christ. Amen. I can tell you, He may not look the best in this world. He may not be the prettiest thing. Amen. As Isaiah said, He wasn't comely. Amen. But I can tell you what He will do. Amen. He'll stand the test of time and eternity. Amen. Ain't nobody going to get by Him. Amen. So Noah began to build that boat. Amen. 40 cubits wide. Amen. And 40 cubits high. 30 cubits. So, 40 cubits wide. 50 cubits wide. 40 cubits high. 30 cubits high. Rather, I get it right in a minute. 90 cubits long. Big boat. Big boat. Took him a while. We live in the day of microwave Christianity. It ain't over in a couple of days, but God, don't we can quit. Trial lasts more than a day or two. Well, God's forsaken me. Hello. Oh no. Noah worked 100 years. Amen. On that boat. Preached 100 years. It's going to rain. Man, I ain't never seen no rain. Amen. It had never rained. Amen. But I can tell you there's coming a day that it rained. Hello? And the seed that God had promised, there's only 8 of them. Only 8 of them come across on that boat. That number dwindled down, that promised seed, to 8 people. Amen. Now, Brother Joe's going to tell you this. We live in a world that says that Christianity is about the big numbers and all this other kind of baloney. But let me just tell you that if you look down through history and you study this book and you look at the nation of Israel, it's always been the remnant, sir. Amen. I said it's always been a remnant. It's not been the majority. It's been the minority. So if you're waiting on the majority to get on board, you're just never going to find it. Amen. You might as well get on board now and fight with those that... I know the Marines have got it. The few, the proud, the Marines. Hello. Amen. But God had never had great numbers. Not many wise men, not many noble are called. That's what the Word of God says. Amen. But I can tell you what, the faithful are called. Hallelujah. And it's not the many that are called. Many that are called, but few are chosen, the Word of God says. Amen. Wise, what's the difference, Brother Joe? Many are called. Everyone is called. I mean, God's called all the world to repentance. Amen. But there's only going to be a few that are chosen. Why? Because they've chosen. Amen. Jesus said, ye have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Amen. That's I marvel at that right there. I'm telling you, I'm so glad that He chose me. I'm glad He made the choice. Amen. 1656 years. Amen. To Noah's day. Amen. They build a boat. 8 people come across from that pre-diluvian age. Amen. Into the age that we live in today. That's only 8 people. Let's just move a little further down through time. And so God said, in Noah's day, isn't it amazing how few people God could find there? Amen. 423 years later, amen, God found a man named Abram. You see, God's got that promised seed now across that pre-diluvian, through that great storm of, amen, of destruction. He's got him on this side. Amen. But then God's still got to find his man, There's got to, that promised seed has got to be continued. Amen. No, God's not looking for a particular breed of man, except He's looking for one that is obedient. Hello? But He finds Abram in Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. Woo! Oh, my God. Amen. And Abram got up and left his home country not knowing where he was going. Talk about an obedient man. Talk about faith. Talk about trust. Amen. Listen, isn't it something that if God don't find this man in the earth, amen, how can He fulfill His promise? But He's going to find him. God knew where he was long before Abraham ever come along. God knew who he was. Amen. But I'm always amazed at studying how that God found His men in the earth. And we can go on down through time. We're going to look, amen, and we won't leave, you know, for the for the women and liberals. We're not going to leave. God found His women too. We got an age today where we got so bad that we even referring to God in the feminine gender. Brother Joe wouldn't park himself in one of them churches more than a few seconds. Amen. What you got against women? Nothing. Amen. But I can tell you what, ain't much of a curse against a man to call him a woman. Because he ain't a woman. You know what's wrong with a lot of our society today? They trying to take what God made and turn it all backwards and make a big mess out of it. Don't believe it? I happened to read an article and, amen, a little school up in Colorado, and I'm going to move on. I'm going to show you just how far away, how crazy we are. And you tell the folks, Joe said he was lunatic. This little boy thinks he's a girl. Maybe somebody just needs to enlighten, is all I can figure out. So now he wants to go in the girls' bathroom, and all the girls are upset in that school. Well, I can tell you one thing, my daughter gives her a quick change of schools. That's all she'd get. And I'd take a visit to that school and tell all them Fruit Loops, you can tell that, amen, that little boy what he is. He needs to have a good counsel with somebody that's got a brain in their head and then tell him what he is. Brother Joe, you shouldn't say things like that. Somebody should! Come on now! Amen, God didn't make them, amen, some witch, what, who, mixed up, mangled up. He made them male and female! That's pretty easy to understand! But boy, have we come to... Wait, listen. Amen. One thing you will notice about this book, it declares that Satan come to try to undo what God's done. And when man begins to fall to simple ways, amen, the society begins to fall to pieces because the natural order and the natural instructions and the natural pattern that God has made becomes totally denied. You know what the Bible said about them kind of folks? Talked about Israel. They grope at the wall at noonday. They're like a bunch of blind folks that can't figure out where they're going. Look at our world. Tell me we ain't turned into that kind of crowd today. In this country, there would have been a time that would have never have ever even been an issue. You hear me? Why is it an issue, Brother Joe? Sin. Man quit regarding God. God set things that should... Amen. Listen... Amen. If I turn against a natural pattern that God has made, you think it can be sustained? You think that God will bless it? Do you think that it can continue? Brother Joe don't believe it will do any of those things. I believe that it will destroy its own self. Brother Joe, these people have such issues about why they're this and that and the other. I said, because they've been told by someone. You can't tell me no 4 or 5-year-old baby, amen, comes up with inclinations like I hear some of this stuff without somebody helping them out. Well, they done had a big pervert, amen, begin to talk to them. You tell them Brother Joe said so. Amen. Listen! Amen. 423 years he finds Abraham. Abraham, amen, gets up and leaves his home country. Amen. And God begins to deal with him. And begins to revelate to him history, the time to come. And so he begins to promise that Abraham, amen, you're going to have some seed, out of your seed is going to come. And you're going to have a son, and out of his seed is going to come. Him is going to bless all the families of the world. Now, God began to tell Abraham this when he's about 75 years of age. Now, I understand, and you know if you read your Bible, that, amen, that somehow or another, you know, when they get, like a lot of folks, a lot of us today, got impatient. Looked like God wasn't going to fulfill the promise because Abraham, you know, it's getting impossible for Abraham, to produce children and Sarah. So before that God can move, Sarah says, here, you take Hagar. That Egyptian's, bondservant of mine, and help God out with this business. Well, believe you me, if it wasn't no help, and it still ain't no help today, they're a thorn in the side of Abraham's, seed, ordained seed of God. They're thorns in their place, they're around them on every side, and they've been nothing but trouble all down through the ages. Every time man tries to help God, he winds up in a bigger mess than he was to start with. Yea, I say unto thee, when I speak, boy, I hold, I am not as a man, that I should lie, and the Son of Man that I should repent. But behold, I have set forth my word, and it is forever settled in heaven. Behold, and I say unto thee, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? Saith the Lord, behold, set your hearts to behold me, to take hold of me, to walk with me. Behold, and as I say unto thee, as my word hath declared, so shall it be unto thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Joe. We're looking at a world that's filled with uncertainty. But I'm not filled with uncertainty this morning. Amen. I have a certain destination. When I arrive at that destination, only the one that is in charge of my destiny, amen, because I made Him in charge of my destiny, knows that. I don't need to know anything else other than that I'm at His beck and call, in His will, and that my life is in His hands. Because if that's the fact, then I live in Him and He lives in me. And whatever happens, it'll be all right. Amen. I said, whatever happens, it'll be all right. I know sometimes it may not be all right to a lot of folks in the world the way they view things. Amen. But sometimes we just got the wrong views about things, all I can say. Let me hurry. 430 years, later, somewhere around thereabouts, they came out of Egypt's bondage. They returned to Canaan where God had made a promise to Abraham. Woo! Hallelujah! Oh, listen. Amen. God's still at work now. I mean, there's generations come and gone, generations come and gone, and generations come and gone. Amen. But God's still following His plan. Amen. Right on down. Listen, I'm going to hurry up and try to cover a lot of ground here. So just stay hold with me. If you want to, I'll give you my notes if you want them after a while if I go too fast for you. Listen. Through 300 years of the judges, Samuel being the last, then the kingdom of Israel begins under Saul and continues 169 years undivided. Amen. Under the reign of Rehoboam, it divides. We understand that approximately 209 years later, the northern kingdom falls captive to Assyria. Amen. 136 years later, the southern kingdom falls captive to Babylonian, to the Babylonian kingdom. God's still watching over His word and performing through the times of Ezra, through the times of Haggai and Zechariah, and we come down to a little gal named Esther. Amen. And God once again steps in, finds a little woman. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.